tonight I would like to express my gratitude for something you read in the readings now about how we should go forth into life. And this particular part always rings so true to my heart. It says, with an equanimity so settled that no passing breath, no accidental disturbance shall agitate or ruffle it. Equanimity from Webster's 1828 says, it is evenness of mind, the calm temper or firmness of mind, which is not easily elated or depressed, which sustains prosperity without excessive joy, and adversity without violent agitation of the passions or depression of spirits. The great man bears misfortunes with equanimity. It reminds me of the admonition to maintain our poise no matter what, because it proves our certainty and confidence of God with us, that his allness is here, and in that calmness, we can hear his voice and know that we are on the side of all power. Mr. Kimball, Edward Kimball, one of the early workers, has recommended simpler treatments since the labored ones can make a reality of a lie. In one of his lectures, a writer refers to a statement that Mr. Kimball made, which says that error says, I am afraid of the destructive calm of one who knows that I am nothing. This is such an imperative point for all of us. I've learned to live this because error's chief blow, as Mrs. Eddy says, or what kills it, is one's realization of its nothingness and its powerlessness. I pray that we all, especially now, walk with such equanimity to help ourselves and to bless those who may observe our example. I'm so grateful for all the teachings from Science and Health, shining a light, a bright light on the Bible and its guidance for all mankind. Happy to be here tonight.